Hello, this is Matthew Bronson, and we are here for another session of Conversations with Matthew Bronson on KUPR Radio 99.9 Placitas, New Mexico. And as you know, I also have an outlet on abqlive.tv. Feel free to check out that for a lot of our archives. But for today on Conversations with Matthew Bronson, I am with Sandy Escarcita, who works with the Sandoval County Senior Volunteer Program. And for those of us in the public who like a title, who are you?
I am the volunteer coordinator for Sandoval County Volunteer Services.
And in a couple of sentences, what does that really encompass? Like, what if you're, you know, cocktail party conversation? Hi, Sandy, what do you do?
I help run three programs, the Senior Companions, Foster Grandparents, and Retired Senior Volunteer Programs in Sandoval County. It's working with seniors who volunteer in the community and give back to their community.
So it's kind of all-encompassing. We'll be before you need the services and then after you need the services.
That's right.
So it's kind of like a training program.
I think that's a good way of looking at it.
And in this day and age, what age is a senior?
For these three programs, it's 55 plus.
Okay, just like Denny's.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, I've seen others are 60, some are 65, so boy, I'm very senior then.
You can fit right in, and we'll be talking about recruiting you later
right.
on, okay?
Well, which one of the three, the Retired Senior Volunteer Program, the Senior Companion Program, or the Foster Grandparent Program, which would you like to tackle first?
Let's talk about the Foster Grandparent Program, please.
Okay. Tell me about it.
Okay. The Foster Grandparent Program is set up to provide services for the children in elementary school. And right now, I have a program approval from the principal at Carroll Elementary in Bernalillo and the principal here at Placitas Elementary to start these foster grandparent programs. So what I'm looking for are seniors 55 and older who want to give of their time in those classrooms.
That begs the question in my mind, Sandy, is 55, although that qualifies you as a senior in your program.
Right.
A large segment of that population is still employed.
True.
So is it hard to find people 55, 57 who are available to help out?
Yeah. I would say that the boomers, the younger seniors, basically don't have the time to volunteer because they're still fully employed. What I've seen is the seniors who are 65, 70, we have some seniors in their early 80s who are volunteering in classrooms up in Rio Rancho. So I'm hoping that I can find some here in Placitas, Bernalillo areas who want to devote 15, 20 hours a week. So we do ask for quite a commitment for them to be in the classrooms.
So it is at 15 to 20. You don't want anyone for 5 hours.
Correct. The reason we're looking for a longer commitment is because of the children. They need someone that they can depend on, hopefully 5 days a week. And what we ask is that these volunteers go into the classrooms and support whatever the teacher's doing. So let's say the teacher is working with the kindergarten children on colors. Some of them don't know their colors. So after the teacher has done her lesson, whatever it is pertinent to colors, she might direct little Tommy and Johnny to go sit in the back of the classroom with Grandma Jane, and she will possibly color. They'll read books where they look at the different colors. Anything that supports what the teacher is doing to just help make sure little Johnny and little Mary catch on to what the teacher wants them to learn.
It sounds like I might benefit from that because when I go clothes shopping, I'm often accused of not knowing the difference between dark blue and black.
We have a foster grandma to help you too, okay Matthew?
So if it's 15 to 20 hours, 5 days a week, that's around 4 hours a day.
Right.
Are there general times of day that they're going to be used?
Again, we would work that out with the actual teacher. I was talking with Mr. Tejas, the principal here at Placitas Elementary.
Right.
He says he's identified a kindergarten teacher already who is familiar with the program. So after I have found some foster grandparents, then I will pair them with the kindergarten teacher here in Placitas, and they'll work out the hours. Maybe the teacher decides she wants the foster grandparents there after morning recess, to go through lunch and the first hour after lunch. Because lunch is a real important part of the day also. There's a lot of learning going on, and that would be a great time for the foster grandparent to talk about the green peas.
Right.
And the yellow apple. You know, again, she would be reinforcing those principles that are being taught in the classroom.
So is there a background for the volunteers you're looking for, previous teaching experience or working with children?
They don't have to have a set background in working with children, but we really do ask that they have a love of children. Because when you're in the classroom for 4 or 5 hours a day, you have to be ready for a lot of noise, a lot of running around. I mean, children are active. And if you don't have that love for children, it may not work out. So that's the critical element. They love children and they want to work with them.
I know exactly what you mean. Maybe 20 years ago or so, before I was married to my wife, we babysat a friend's 2-year-old and 3-year-old.
Yeah.
Took me about a month to recover.
I understand. Oh, definitely.
Yes. I mean, I had not been around a lot of children for more than, you know, a Thanksgiving or a birthday party. But when it's your responsibility, you got to be up for the game.
Definitely. And one of the elements of the foster grandparent program that is unique is we want them in the classroom supporting what the teacher does, but we don't want them to be responsible for any discipline. We don't want them to be left alone with the children. That is the teacher's role, her responsibility. The foster grandparents are there just to support the learning.
Is there any training?
Yes. We provide training, orientation, familiarize them with the goals of the program, the parameters of what's acceptable behavior, what isn't, as well as additional training on early child development.
So besides giving of yourself, which is a reward in itself, you're actually learning something too.
Definitely. The volunteers in the foster grandparent program and senior companion program receive monthly training, and it's pertinent to the individual program. Obviously, the foster grandparents will receive training on early child development, age-appropriate behavior, things along the lines pertinent to the children. The senior companions, and we'll talk more about that later, has information relative to seniors.
Super. And you mentioned age-appropriate behavior. I think that's changed from when I was in kindergarten. Behavior seems to have, I don't know if children are growing up faster or slower, or if it's just all the exposure to everything on TV and the movies, but I think they, I don't want to say more sophisticated, but they're exposed to many more things that go on in the world than when I was 5.
I would agree. The children of this day and age are so much more enlightened, aware of what's going on in the world. But when we talk about age-appropriate behavior, generally speaking, children begin talking within this age range, are potty trained within that age range, begin to recognize letters at a certain age. So it's that cognitive development that is within a certain age range as to when they're ready. We're not going to be pushing little kindergarten children to do advanced mathematics because their brains aren't ready for it.
Right.
Likewise, social development does follow a continuum where as they build on one skill to the other, that's how they grow and learn.
And you mentioned a magic word, at least to me, you said potty trained.
Yeah.
Are all the children in the program already potty trained, or will the volunteers have additional opportunities to assist in that area?
I like the way you phrase it, opportunities. Because the foster grandparents work with children kindergarten age through elementary school, fifth grade, I would imagine that they will all be potty trained. I don't know what the specific regulations are at the schools, but I think they need to be potty trained. I'm not certain.
But that duty, no pun intended, could fall upon the senior grandparent.
Probably not.
Okay.
That would be outside of their parameters of acceptable.
That's a big check for me.
Teaching and mentoring.
Are you? You probably do get more women than men, just because men are, or women are more nurturing and giving in that sense. But do you have men in the program also?
Actually, we have one man in the foster grandparent program. He's in his early 60s. He's out in Rio Rancho. He found himself retired with nothing to do. He has about a half dozen grandchildren, and he decided he was going to put those talents to work, and he's doing a great job.
Well, he got a lot of on-the-job training.
He did.
Well, that's excellent. Is there a resolution or a conflict resolution process in place? Because often seniors might have a strong opinion on how things should be done, but they're not in charge.
Right. We work extensively with foster grandparents to help them understand they have a lot of wisdom, a lot of knowledge to share with the children. But, and here's the big but, we don't want them to share their opinions, their perspectives, or influence the children in any way such as that. So, for example, let's say the teacher has been talking about food.
Yes.
And there is a grandparent who is very, very opposed to sweets.
Right.
For her own personal reasons. We ask that those personal opinions be kept to themselves. And again, to support what the teacher's talking about the food groups, how they help the body, how to recognize the different food groups. So keep it as objective as possible and keep those personal opinions to themselves.
Right. And so I understand what you're saying, because as we get older, hopefully we learn. And in this day and age, people might be vegan.
Yes.
They might be really organic. Pro-organic or anti-non-organic,
yeah.
and that's not the place to discuss it.
No, it's not.
The teacher might discuss it, but it's not to influence them.
Right. If the teacher brings it up and needs some help in explaining it or delineating what's the difference between vegan and non-vegan, that's something the foster grandparent can do, but the subjective information they keep to themselves.
Well, the non-vegans get to eat good-tasting food. That's my opinion.
I'm not going to touch that one, okay?
And so the commitment is for the entire semester?
Actually, we ask them to commit as long as they would like to. We have some foster grandparents that have been with our program for 6-7 years already. So that's a commitment.
Well, I'm thinking of people in that demographic, 55 plus, probably 65 plus.
Yeah.
They're in their golden years. They, if they can, they tend to travel more.
True.
So that would put them out of the classroom, depending on where they're traveling, a week to possibly 2 or 3 weeks. Does that exclude them from the program?
No. We recognize people have their personal lives, and I work real hard to help them understand, keep a balance in their lives. Yes, we want them to commit to the program, but if they're going on vacation, take the vacation. If they have grandchildren coming to spend some time with them, spend some time with the grandchildren. We do give the foster grandparents small vacation time so that when they're gone, they have accrued some vacation and they can use that. Also, the schools that we are in are all public schools that run on the 9-month schedule.
Right.
So they are off for the summers.
Okay. So I don't want to scare anyone that this is like, oh, I'm getting another job. It's really not. It's just an intense volunteer program.
Yes.
And it leaves you plenty of room during the day to do your other things like grocery shopping and laundry and I don't get my nails done, but some people do.
That's true. You know. And because a lot of the schools in Rio Rancho close at noon or early on Wednesdays, a number of the volunteers out in Rio Rancho take Wednesdays off. That's their day.
Ah, Perfect.
Yes.
Okay. So that's the foster grandparent program?
Right.
And have we covered that? Anything I missed?
I would like to emphasize that foster grandparents and senior companions receive a stipend for the hours that they work. And I do want to emphasize it is a stipend. It is for their volunteering. It's not a job. It's not work. The stipend is nominal. It's $2.65 an hour. They also receive mileage reimbursal from their home to the school and back. And if they eat the noon meal with the children, they get reimbursed for that as well.
Wow. So all the milk and cookies they want.
Pretty much so.
Is the stipend, is it considered normal income? Do they have to report it on their taxes?
No.
Okay.
No.
It's
even better. It doesn't influence their Social Security in any way.
That's fantastic. All right. Well, again, this is Matthew Bronson. We are having conversations with Matthew Bronson on KUPR-FM Placitas, New Mexico, 99.9 on your FM dial. And I am speaking with Sandy Escarcida, and you are the coordinator of volunteer programs for the Sandoval County Senior Volunteer Program. They are accessible on the web at the normal Sandoval County website, which is Sandoval County NM, that's New Mexico for those of you who don't know, .gov, and would be under community services. There are also two phone numbers I'm going to give you. So grab a writing implement and something to write it on. Of course, it's area code 505, and then 404-5822, 404-8522, or 404-5818, 404-5818. And that is area code 505. So there are many ways to get in touch and learn more. After the break, we're going to move on to the Senior Companion Program and the Retired Senior Volunteer Program.
Okay.
Excellent.